your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's preview a big FA Cup third round weekend and everything else going around Liverpool and Everton at the moment in Fan Friday with Mickey and Jay. Morning to Jay, first of all.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Hello, pal. We'll have Mickey in a moment or two, so let's start with the Reds. Plymouth should be straightforward, but of course, a bit of squad rotation almost certain to be going on with Jurgen Klopp looking at some of the youngsters there.
Yeah, most definitely. I think now's the opportunity, isn't it, to play a few of the squad men and maybe some of the youngsters as well, because we've had a busy Christmas period, haven't we? And some of the players, they certainly look like they need a bit of a rest, like Lallana and Firmino. I can't see them playing a part in the game at the weekend. And, you know, it could be tough, really, because Plymouth have done all right this season, haven't they? I think they're in the top two or three, aren't they, in that division, and they're going to bring about 8,000 fans. It's a big day out for them, and no, I'm expecting it to be quite tough, to be honest, Steve.
Well, sometimes when Premier League clubs make those changes, things don't just click into place straight away, do they? I know people will look back at the Leeds game and say, oh, we won and it was great, but it can have a different sort of effect.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the Leeds game, we won, didn't we, 2-0, but the performance wasn't great. And you can go back to the Spurs game as well earlier on in the season, albeit Spurs made loads of changes as well for that game. But I thought Liverpool actually played quite well in that game against Tottenham. But no, I think it could be a little bit disjointed. You just never know, do you? And obviously Plymouth are going to go strong, aren't they? They'll be at full strength and they're used to playing with each other week in, week out and getting performances as well in that lower league. So yeah, it could be a tough game, but you'd expect Liverpool to still win.
I was down at Melwood yesterday interviewing three bright young stars. One of them, which grabbed an awful lot of headlines after the Leeds game, which was Ben Woodburn. So I was talking to Ben, who's just so young, just so innocent, you know, new to it all. And yet, if you think of the amount of pressure that's been put on his shoulders after that one goal against Leeds, we all hope that he's going to be the real deal.
Well, yeah, he's only a kid, isn't he? And obviously, he scored that goal against Leeds. And, you know, he looked really good, didn't he, in pre-season as well, you know, like the start of the season when we were, you know, getting ready for the new campaign. So you've got to look at it and think, you know, you don't want any pressure on the lads. But he does look the real deal, doesn't he? He looks like he's got something there, that little bit of X factor that you need. And, you know, hopefully he can score at the weekend.
You know, as part of the interview, I was saying to him, you know, who were your idols? Who did you grow up sort of thinking I can be like him? And this really put into context for me, Jay, how old he is. Because he then said, Luis Suarez. I was thinking, you know, most people would have said, in my head, they'd be saying, oh, Robbie Fowler or, you know, even Thierry Henry. And of course, he's a different generation now, isn't he? You know, he came through looking at Luis Suarez.
Well, that's it. I mean, I thought you were going to say Robbie Fowler, to be honest, because that's who I would have said. But yeah, you forget, don't you? Because obviously, he's only a kid himself, isn't he? And Suarez, even though it was only 2-3 years ago, he was still a boy then, wasn't he? You know, Woodburn, he's 17 now, so back then he would have been, what, 14, 15?
The crucial years,
fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's it. You know, it's obviously saying Luis Suarez, and it's crazy, really, to think that he's going to be starting the game, you'd think, wouldn't you, against Plymouth, and hopefully he'll be the match winner too.
Well, of course, and he was still very young when, of course, Liverpool last won it in 2006, so he didn't even have that sort of strong memories, if you like, of the Steven Gerrard moment. But, you know, he's got his own wishes, as has Trent and Ovie Ejaria, who I spoke to. Let's bring Mickey in here. Morning to you, Mickey.
Morning, gents.
How much are we looking forward to a bit of FA Cup action?
Ah, yeah, mate, the FA Cup's great, isn't it? You know, I know it's sort of lost a bit over the years, hasn't it? But for me, I'm from an era where the FA Cup, you know, really, really matters. And it's going to be a decent game against Leicester. Obviously, they've got Vardy back. I think they've lost a couple of players, haven't they, to the African nations. It'll be interesting to see what sort of team that Ronald Koeman puts out.
I think silverware matters more than anything to Everton. You're a seventh place team, aren't you? You are a team. You look at the table, you're probably not one of those top six teams. You are a seventh place team because you look at the ones below and think, well, we should be above them. So it should be about consolidate seventh, silverware massive priority.
Yeah, you're probably right, Steve. You know, that them top six, they look like they're away now. They look like that they're gone. You know, obviously, we had that bad period, didn't we? We started off well, but I think it was like one game in 10 that we won. And that pretty much, I think, has probably finished our season off of getting in the top six. So yeah, we are looking at, you know, probably seventh place. So you're right, you know, silverware does matter. And, you know, something like the FA Cup, as you say, it's very iconic. And, you know, it's a trip down to Wembley as well for the fans. And, you know, we've done it last year. We got down there last year. We just obviously couldn't get past there. you know, United in the semis there. And as you say, it's been too long, hasn't it, you know, since, you know, we've picked up a trophy. So, absolutely, I hope Ronald puts a really strong team out. I think he will do. With just probably a couple of little changes here and there. And as I say, it should be a decent game against Leicester.
Tony Scott was on before. He gave us some odds of an All-Merseyside final. 40-1, we dream of this every year. Never quite happens, does it? Let's have a look at this new signing. What do we both make of this young lad? I know he's obviously a blue, not a red, but what do we both make of £11 million spent on a young lad from Charlton who, you know, pretty much we don't know an awful lot about? What about you, first of all, Mickey?
Yeah, it's potential, isn't it, Steve? You know, he seems to be, you know, there was a lot of teams sniffing around him. I know, obviously, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United, they were all interested in him. So, and it just looks like that we've got in there first. And, you know, Steve, you know, £11 million nowadays is nothing, is it? You know, it seems, you know, ridiculous saying that, but in the football terms, it's nothing. And you're paying for potential, aren't you? I think it's £7 million quid up front, isn't it? And then with the add-ons, it can rise to £11 million quid. It's what you've got to do, still, Steve, isn't it? You know, especially, you know, teams like us, because it's so hard to attract the big name players, you know, nowadays. It's even just having money is not the answer, because, you know, it's actually getting players to come and want to play for you. A lot of them want to play Champions League now, don't they? You know, they want to, you know, obviously the attraction of London as well is a biggie. So it is tough getting, you know, the big sort of players to your club. So I think, you know, with teams like Everton, you have got to look at youth. And as I say, you know, you're paying for potential. And this kid looks the real deal. You know, he's got a bit of pace about him. He scores a goal. We'll just have to wait and see. I think it's, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on him. I know he's come for a big fee for a young lad. And you know, he's been playing in League One, hasn't he? It's going to be a massive jump for him. So I think the key is don't put too much pressure on him and, you know, just what happens.
You pay £11 million for potential, Jay. So if Liverpool want to look at maybe bringing someone in to cover the cracks left by Sadio Mane's departure for a month, they probably have to pay a lot more than £11
million. Well, I'm just a little bit surprised at what Mickey's saying there about all them clubs who were after him, because, I mean, I was talking to a couple of my mates in work before about it, and I just said I was a bit surprised that maybe some of the London clubs, like your Arsenals and your Tottenhams and your Chelsea's, didn't really look at him or pick him up, because he's in their own backyard, really, isn't he, being in London? And for Everton to get him, I mean, obviously he's got this massive potential, hasn't he? But, I mean, I didn't really know too much about him, and I didn't know Liverpool were interested in him at all, because what I was saying to the lads in work was, you know, when you think about it, with Mane going to the African nations, Liverpool are meant to be in the market, aren't they, for like a quick wide man? And this is what, you know, Luchman's meant to be. So, really, it makes me think, well, why didn't Liverpool look at him, and why didn't Liverpool try and get him if he's meant to be that good? So, you know, I'm a little bit surprised there, because I didn't think Liverpool were interested in him at all. But, you know, like I say, all the talk is that he's got a massive future. So, you know, let's see now. I mean, Mickey's right in what he's saying. It's a big step up, isn't it, from League One to the Premier League. And Koeman's already said, hasn't he, he's going to be a part of the squad. So, you know, we will get his opportunities. But, you know, suppose Evertonians are hoping, aren't they, that he's like a Dele Alli, because look what happened to him. Tottenham made that little gamble, didn't he, with him, £5 million. And look at him now, he's probably worth about £50 million, isn't he? So, you know, for Evertonians, you know, it is something to look forward to.
Yeah, want someone to hang your hat on. Do you buy someone to replace Mane? We've spoken about this before. Now we're in that period, Jay.
You know what? I think all the talk is Liverpool want Pulisic, don't they? The American kid from Dortmund. But it doesn't look likely that they're going to play ball in January. So it's highly unlikely that we're going to get him. So I'd be very surprised Liverpool sign anyone, to be honest. I mean, I think, you know, January is normally a time when FSG tend to keep the powder dry, isn't it? In the past, we've done all right with Coutinho and Suarez. But in modern times, we haven't really signed anyone. And I can't really see it being any different this season. It's a little bit disappointing, though, because, you know, you can see Liverpool tired, didn't they, against Sunderland. And, you know, obviously we could do with freshening things up a little bit in the game at the weekend. He's obviously going to rotate. He's going to play a few of the kids. But I just don't think, with Liverpool not having any Europe this season, Klopp said, didn't he, we needed to trim the squad rather than add to it. And I just can't see him making any more additions to it, really.
Mickey, are you feeling a bit anxious that that first bid for Morgan Schneiderlin didn't come off? I mean, you need him in sooner rather than later, given your sort of Idrissa Gueye's departure and the injuries that you've got within midfield.
Yeah, I think it's obviously Man United. They're not going to sort of play ball with us either when you think about it. When we actually got £27.5 million for Marouane Fellaini, so I don't think we're their favourites at the moment. So I think they're going to try and play hard ball, and I think they obviously want a little bit of a bidding war, don't they, between us and West Brom. It's obvious, like, you know, he wants to come play for us. He wants to sort of come and play under Koeman again. It's just going to be one of them that you're probably going to have to sort of, unfortunately, sit on your sort of hands and sort of, you know, there's nothing worse than when another club comes in, because obviously United know now they're going to be able to sort of, it's going to go into a bidding war, and, you know, the money's probably going to go up a lot more than what we want to pay. So, but as you say, it's needs must, you know, and our midfield at the moment is, you know, losing Idrissa Gueye is a massive loss. So we're going to need to get someone in there sharpish. So unfortunately, we're probably just going to have to pay a little bit over the odds. But, you know, that's football. That's today's market. So I think you're probably maybe looking about 25, 26 million that we're going to have to pay for him.
I love the way you say that United still resents Everton for buying Marouane Fellaini.
Yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. Not really. Right, give us some predictions then for the weekend. Mickey, is it going to be straightforward? I think you'll beat Leicester.
I fancy us, Steve, you know, but as I say, you know, what we were saying before, I think the FA Cup is going to matter to us. I think, as I say, they're a little bit depleted again, although we've got Vardy back, but they're still in Europe as well, aren't they? They're still in the Champions League, so they're firing on a couple of fronts, and I've got a feeling that, you know, they might play a little bit of a weakened team. But I think, you know, hopefully, mate, you know, we're sort of going into this with a little bit of confidence, and I think the home draw is massive, so I think we can do 2-0, I think, 2-0.
OK, and a score for that Liverpool game, Jay?
Yeah, I think it'll be tricky, but I think Liverpool will get through. So I'll go for a 3-1 Liverpool win.
Oh, so you still think they'll concede a goal, which maybe a good shout if there's a bit of a turnover of players. Boys, have a brilliant weekend, and I'll speak to you next week.
Cheers, boys. Happy New Year, gents. All the best, lads. Have a good one.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off.
This is Radio City Talk.